A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Mem Test. Baba Metzia 49a. Pagination is 97. We're starting from the second wide line. De Itmar, we learnt, Divarim. If all that was exchanged between buyer and seller were words, or between the worker and the employer, words. How binding is that regarding the transaction? Now, there are going to be cases where the person's word caused the other person a loss. For example, the employer said he was going to hire the worker, and now the worker can't find work, etc. But in terms of the intrinsic binding nature of words, how binding is it? We've been discussing cases where the person gave money and now wants to back out. And on a movable object, metaltalin transaction, he could technically back out, but he would receive a mishapora, a very strong negative statement against him for doing so, for not standing by his word, because he already gave money, and that's a level of commitment. Our Gemara wants to know, what about words alone in terms of their binding nature? Again, if the words cause damage, that may be different. But here, just simply in terms of an agreement, how binding is it? Rav Amar Ein Bohem Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Rav says that that alone is not considered lacking in trust until a kinyan is done. Yeah, everybody understands. We're still discussing. Even I made a commitment until I make the kinyan. For Rabbi Yechanan Amar Yeshba Mishum Mechusrei Amana, Rabbi Yechanan says that even if it's not the level of a mishapora, but there's a lack of trust in what the person did, and the Gemara explores this further based on a pasuk, Hein Tzedek, or correctly pronounced, the word would be Hin Tzedek, which is a measure, but since it says other measures in the pasuk, so the word Hin is taken to be understood as Hein, Halo Hin Bechlal Eifahi. Hin is included in the other measure of Eifa. Once you say that measures have to be honest, I know all types of measures. Ela lomar lach, it's coming to tell you, sheyei hein shalcha tzedek, the yes that you say, hein, meaning yes, shall be righteous, and you should stick to it. V'lav shalcha tzedek, and likewise the no that you say should be righteous. In Shulchan Aruch, this is brought very beautifully. Simen Reish Dalet, Seif Zayin, the same simen that deals with Mishapora, tells us, Hanosev and Nosen Bidvorim Bilvad. A person is doing commerce just with words. And we're talking apparently in cases where words were not considered the kinyan. We discussed this, that in certain applications, perhaps in stocks, in diamonds, different statements or movements with your hand or a handshake, different things might be considered a kinyan. But if you're dealing in a field where the words alone were not a kinyan, hareza ra'ui lo la'amod b'diburo, it's proper for him to stand by his word. Afapisha lalokach mehadomim klum, even though he did not receive any money at all, v'lo rosham, there were no signatures, no documentation, no markings, lo heniach mashkon, no one left collateral. V'chal hachozer bo, and whoever does back out, even though it's not mishapora status, hareze mimechusrei amono, it's lacking in trust. Ve'in ruach hachamim noche hemenu, and the chachamim are not pleased with what happened. In that light, we explore a story that actually is taken from a Mishnah later in the Masechta, Daf Pei Gimel. Into the wide lines, about 10 lines, the Gemara states the story. Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya. There was a story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Sha'omar Levno, who told his son, Tzeyus charlanu poalim, go hire workers for us. Halach, he went, Uposak lahem mizonos, and part of the deal, he told them, we're going to feed you, I'm going to give you a meal. Uchashaba etzel aviv, and when he came home to his father, who had sent him, Amar lo bni, he tells him, my son, afilu ata osalem kesuda shlomo b'shaito, even if you make the proverbial meal of Shlomo so wealthy, a kingly, royal meal, lo yotza sa yedecho vasecha, you would not be fulfilling your obligation once you tell them you're going to give them a meal. Shein b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, they're children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. How could you estimate what they're entitled to once you tell them that you're going to give them a meal? You're going to have to go all out and beyond. Ella, rather, ad shelo yaschilu b'malacha, before they begin work, tzei ve'emor lohem, go tell them, amenas she'en lochem alai ela pas v'kitnis bilvad, provided that you're in agreement that the meal will only be bread and some beans. And like this, whatever you give them will be sufficient. Now, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya. We hold that a person says a meal, it's according to the minig ha-medina, according to the local standards, and that he didn't get himself into this awful state that he held he was in. But nevertheless, if he holds he's in this awful state, how does it help to tell them before they begin work? I thought you just told me that once you verbalize something, at least according to one opinion, it's binding that backing out is severely incorrect. If words alone are considered a lack of trust to back out of them, how could he have told his son to back out of it even before work? What was that about? How does that help? And the Gemara answers, Shaini Hosam, this case was different. De Poalim Gufayu Losam Chadaitayu, because the workers themselves did not lock themselves in, because they understood that the son has to still go back to the father and discuss the terms before they would get approval. My time, Mei De Yadi Da Alavu Asamach, they all knew that on the father's agreement, they were leaning, they were waiting, and therefore there's nothing that he's going back on, really. It all was waiting for his approval, and as soon as he heard the conditions, he objected. Ihachi, if that's true, he's objecting. Afilu hizchilu b'malacha nami. What would happen if they started working? What's the difference? And the Gemara explains, hizchilu b'malacha vade samchi daitayu. If they began work, it means they assumed that the father had agreed, and then he would be in trouble. Amru, meimar omar kameh de'avua v'nichaleh. Apparently he told the terms to the father, and he was in agreement. But if Rabbi Yochanan ben Manasseh responds immediately, then he can indeed get himself out of the condition, because the condition was subject, the terms were subject to his approval. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.